opinions on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 17th of March, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Jared's Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I haven't finished that.
Oh, okay.
You know,
well,
give me a break.
Jump in there.
You know what? I know.
What
and
time,
good morning, Jared.
What day,
Good morning.
Top of the morning to you, lad.
Aaron go bra.
Aaron go bra.
I'm not sure what that means, but I know it's a thing people say.
I'm wearing, you know, green skivvies.
You have the green patch on your vest.
Yeah, I have a green patch on my vest, but I don't know if the skivvies started out as green, but they're green now. So, because Linda has this thing of putting green color, green dye, in all the whites on St. Patty's Day. So, good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning, everybody, and bear with us with, the towers. Here we are. It's 45 degrees in the downtown studios, where it looks like we're going to have about...
We've spent all this money on our engineers
hours.
to make the tone just perfect on the FM. I would just settle for it being on the air. That's all I want, guys. You know what? You know, forget all that stuff. Just put it on the air and make it work.
But this is something that, you know, it's interesting when you deal with anything electronic, as we know, just what that's like. And we're going to get to Robert here, our film critic, in a moment. We've got so much to talk about. Partly sunny today with a high of 61. Chance of rain tonight with overnight lows of 46. Tomorrow, Thursday, just plan on it. According to the forecast, 100% chance of that's just it. It's not even a chance. It will be raining tomorrow. And then Thursday night, lows of 42. Friday, showers once again with a high of 57. This Saturday will be mostly sunny. How beautiful after the rain. It'll be so wonderful to be outside and work. With a high of 60, Sunday will be 67, and sunny skies. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Our engineer just walked through the door, so we're really happy to see if he can figure this out.
See, well, now there's something else we have, too. We have designed another system that tells us if we're off the air.
Okay, that's cool.
So, obviously... That's not working.
No, they got an alarm. Well, good morning and welcome to the Clever Critics, our own very Robert Burke. Good morning and
good
welcome
morning.
To the morning program.
Thank you.
Thank you for getting out of your high school coma.
Thank you.
Bed.
Yeah.
You know, every time have you gotten off your have you stopped working at your other job?
My last day was last night. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, okay. That's probably why y'all probably got really high on some fried rice and. MSG.
Oh, just
well,
how
actually,
was it?
The food has no MSG, so we couldn't do
there
that.
There you go. That's
really?
Nice.
Yeah,
Panda
no
Express?
Added MSG.
No okay. added MSG.
Right.
What does that mean, added?
I worked there for 7.5 months. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. You
well,
just do your job and you move on, right?
Temporary yeah. job until,
mm-hmm. no,
until
this is,
what?
And these are entry-level jobs. Right? Mm-hmm. So he can make money, and then he, you know, so he can pay his expenses. He doesn't have to rely on his parents.
Also good on a resume.
Yeah.
Shows that you have work ethic.
Yeah.
So, very important.
Okay, the Oscars are out.
Okay,
they
well, what did you
out.
Think?
They were pretty, they were somewhat straightforward, somewhat surprising. In terms of predictions, I got 77% accuracy this year. And in a lot of the major categories, I scored fairly well. In the best picture category, what I was thinking of doing was going through each of the categories,
yes.
who I think will win and where you can watch these movies if
yes.
you so want to.
And wait, before you do that, how about Mank?
Mank scoring 10 nominations.
I love that movie, but that surprised everybody, didn't it?
It was pretty expected. Mank was expected to be one of the movies to get upwards of 8 or 9 nominations. What was surprising was seeing it not show up in screenplay or editing. Because those two were pretty expected categories, but it did not go through.
Okay.
Okay.
So
let's go through who.
So
they
for
are
best picture,
and who you think is going to win?
Right. So the nominations were The Father, which you can catch in theaters if you want to, Judas and the Black Messiah, which you can catch on HBO Max.
Started watching that the other night.
Mank, which is on Netflix. Minari, which is available only for rental right now on services like iTunes. Or
Minari is what?
Minari is a American movie about Korean immigrants who have to acclimate to a life in America.
In Arkansas.
It might be Arkansas. It's
Arkansas.
One of the southern states. Yeah.
It's Arkansas. Right.
Nomadland, which is available on Hulu. Promising Young Woman, also only available for rental right now. Sound of Metal, which is available on Amazon Prime. And The Trial of the Chicago 7, available on Netflix.
Okay.
Now, in terms of who I think is going to win, I am very confident in Nomadland as of right now. It has won at a lot of the major award events. And interestingly, Nomadland is actually coming to Cinemark this weekend.
Okay.
So if you're looking to see that, if you don't have Hulu and you want to see it in theaters, that's your opportunity. For Best Director, the nominations were Chloe Zhao for Nomadland, Lee Isaac Chung for Minari, David Fincher for Mank, Emerald Fennell for Promising Young Woman, and Thomas Vinterberg for Another Round. The big surprise here was Thomas Vinterberg getting in and beating out Aaron Sorkin for the position, because the Academy loves Aaron Sorkin, and he was expected to get nominated for The Trial of the Chicago 7. He did not make it in there, and Thomas Vinterberg was nominated for a foreign language movie, which used to be a very, very rare thing, but recently is kind of becoming more of a norm. You saw it happen last year with Parasite, and then 2 years before, you saw Roma get nominated for director, and I believe Never Look Away did as well. So it's pretty shocking. The winner here, I'm very confident in Chloe Zhao for Nomadland. Again, Nomadland has been winning basically every major award. Chloe Zhao is the director who has gotten the most directing awards during any award season ever. So it's pretty locked that she's going to win that award. For Best Lead Actress, the nominees were Vanessa Kirby for Pieces of a Woman. If you want to check that out, it's on Netflix. Viola Davis for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. If you want to check that out, that's on Netflix. Andra Day for The United States versus Billie Holiday, which is on Hulu. Frances McDormand for Nomadland, and Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Woman. And this was a pretty straightforward category. I had predicted all five to get in. Carey Mulligan is the front runner right now and looking the most likely to win based off of everything going on with her and how she's been winning consecutively at every award show.
And what's that movie again?
Promising Young Woman.
Okay, what tell us the premise of the movie.
The movie is about a woman who decides to take revenge on a group of men who were responsible for a sexual assault of her best friend.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a really, really strong movie. It's very entertaining, and I am fully in support of Carey Mulligan winning because she is fantastic in it. The nominations for Best Lead Actor were Riz Ahmed for The Sound of Metal, Chadwick Boseman for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Anthony Hopkins for The Father, Gary Oldman for Mank, and Steven Yeun for Minari. This one was also a 5-for-5 prediction for me. It was very straightforward, not anything super surprising. The win here, you can take it to the bank, will be Chadwick Boseman for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. It's a post... It's a posthumous award, and it's one that he fully deserves. In another year, maybe Anthony Hopkins would have had a chance, but just considering this is their last chance to ever give him an Oscar, and his performance in this is incredible, I expect it to happen. Best Supporting Actress, this category was a bit of a shakeup, and the nominees for this category were Maria Bakalova for Borat's subsequent movie film, Glenn Close for Hillbilly Elegy, Olivia Colman for The Father, Amanda Seyfried for Mank, and Yoo Jung-yoon for Minari. Very surprising with this category, I got 4 out of 5. I was not expecting Glenn Close to get in.
Right.
And Glenn Close getting in means that she is the first actress ever to be nominated for an Oscar and a Razzie for the same performance. First time to happen, yeah. The Razzies...
Of course, the Razzies are just the opposite. Right,
right. It's the worst performance. Uh-huh. So she was nominated for Best Supporting Actress and Worst Supporting Actress.
You know,
I thought it was a fabulous movie.
Is the one that won the lady who won the Academy Award, Halle Berry, who won the Academy Award for Monster Ball. Mm-hmm. And then the next year she was in Catwoman.
Right.
So she gets the Academy Award 1 year and she wins like 4 Razzies the next year.
Yeah.
For Catwoman.
Yeah, and it's usually different years. and different performances.
Yeah,
but this one,
this
it
was
just
one.
Yeah,
interesting.
It's weird.
The worst and the best.
Right. So,
well, some of the actors even show up for the Razzies to pick up the
Adam
Razzies.
Adam Sandler loves accepting his Razzies.
Yeah, he gets
his
Razzies.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool.
Now, the winner here, to be completely honest, could be any of these five. This has been a totally weird category so far. We have seen different winners here and there. As of right now...
Wait, Robert, they're going to hang on with that as of right now until after the break.
Sounds good.
Okay, good lead. Okay. Robert's prediction of Best Supporting Actress. He's giving you... We'll come back with those five women in that category, and we'll find out, you know, as people are starting to watch these movies now. Let's take a break.
Well, let's first talk about our Sleep Number bed.
Absolutely.
You know? And
we're very excited. We selected a new one. We're going to upgrade to the 360 Smart Bed, where it splits on the top and solid on the bottom and has got the feet warm. I'll tell you what, it's very interesting to go in there. These people are on fire about their product, as well they should be. Talking about the Mayo Clinic and how they partnered with the NFL and the Mayo Clinic and all these things about how your body, and you know this to be so, but when you're talking to people who've really studied it, it's very interesting. So we're ready to, I think we've had our one Sleep Number since 2013, which is the M7. So we're looking forward to, and we'll just keep you abreast on that. But anyway, they're doing specials right now, a really big sale.
Right. And I tell you what, like Linda says, they're superstars down there. Like my Sleep Number setting is 45, but I found on a different type bed that it's a different setting.
And so all new, brand new technology.
Right. And your Sleep Number setting is...
My Sleep Number setting was 50 last night.
Yeah, but it's going to be changed. But right now, they're introducing the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed designed to make life-changing differences to your health and wellness from $999. Think about that, $999. Plus, they have guarantees and all types of things that are great. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. And our Sleep Number store, of course, is where you want to go. It's over in the Target Shopping Center. Go in there, talk to Steve or any of the people there. But Steve, I tell you what, is if there's a question about sleep and comfort in your bed, and he doesn't know it, it hasn't been invented yet. Sleep Number, 7:17 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels alive.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
They didn't know who was at name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
drunken sailor, what will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor early in the morning?
Put him on the radio and let him talk. Put him on the radio and let him talk. Put him on the radio and let him talk early in the morning. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
And what do you get along with my dad?
FM. Hopefully it'll be up any second now. And 1460 AM, it could be that the internet's not working up to the tower. Anyway, good morning. 7:21 in the morning here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical. Oh, no, that's my Scottish accent. I can't do an Irish.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
As Irish, and it turns to Scottish within three
words.
He's
one of the nation's most top 10 cardiovascular hospitals.
Top 50.
Recognized Watson Health and a fully accredited chest pain center, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And this morning, we are continuing on with our best lead actress. With our film expert, Robert
Supporting
Burke.
Supporting actress.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Best supporting actress. You've given us five names. Can we go over the names again and your prediction?
Yes. So the nominees for it were Maria Bakalova for Borat's subsequent movie film, Glenn Close for Hillbilly Elegy, The Father for Olivia Colman, Amanda Seyfried for Mank, and Yoo Jung-yoon for Minari. As of right now, I am going to go Yoo Jung-yoon for Minari. I could completely change my mind later, though. Again, I could see any five of these actresses coming up and end up becoming the next big person. So, but
has
for now, Yoo Jung-yoon for Minari.
She has not. She has never won.
She has not, but I also hope she doesn't win for a performance that was nominated for a Razzie, you know.
But she did win a Best Actress.
She did not. No, she has not won.
Oh, but she's been nominated so many times.
I
thought she won Best Actress.
She almost won.
Nominated. Dangerous Liaisons is one of my favorite movies.
When she did that one with Michael Douglas.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That,
she should have won an award for changing people's people's
sexual
behavior,
habits
for the next 5 years.
The boiling of the rabbit was too much for me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, so now I can't get that visual out of my head. Let's go to Best Supporting Actor.
So the nominees here were Sacha Baron Cohen for The Trial of the Chicago 7, Daniel Kaluuya for Judas and the Black Messiah, Leslie Odom Jr. for One Night in Miami, Paul Racy for Sound of Metal, and Lakeith Stanfield for Judas and the Black Messiah. I got 3 out of 5 on this category. I was not expecting Paul Racy to show up. And then Lakeith Stanfield was being campaigned in the lead actor category. And where he was getting nominated, it was in lead actor. So to see him show up in supporting was a very, very big surprise.
Mm.
Who do I think is going to win here? It's pretty straightforward. He's won quite literally every single other award. Daniel Kaluuya for Judas and the Black Messiah will take it, I'm very sure. Best Adapted Screenplay. The nominees this year were for Borat, subsequent movie film, The Father, Nomadland, One Night in Miami, and The White Tiger. This one, I got 4 out of 5 on. The surprise here is that Ma Rainey's Black Bottom did not make it in. Fully expected to make it an adapted screenplay. What made it in instead was The White Tiger, which kind of came out of nowhere. The White Tiger is a movie on Netflix.
Yes.
It was pretty good, but it was just surprising that it ended mm-hmm. up in adapted screenplay. And then Borat also getting in was a bit of a surprise because it's not your typical Oscar contender. You know, it's a weird year, so it makes sense, but it's just not your typical Oscar contender. What I think will win here is what I think will win picture and director is Nomadland. It's a huge awards contender, and I would predict it as of right now. For Best Original Screenplay, the nominations were Judas and the Black Messiah, Minari, Promising Young Woman, The Sound of Metal, and The Trial of the Chicago 7. Now, this one, I am a little bit torn on who I think could win here. I could see it going to either Promising Young Woman or The Trial of the Chicago 7. The thing with Promising Young Woman is that it's won at a lot of other places, and it is quite a movie that the Academy would want to award. But The Trial of the Chicago 7 is Aaron Sorkin, and it's hard to bet against Aaron Sorkin. So it's kind of a, you know, stuck thing between them. It's not 100% sure. So as of right now, I'm going to predict Trial of the Chicago 7, but do not be surprised if come April 26th, I've changed my prediction to Promising Young Woman. Best Cinematography this year, the nominations were Judas and the Black Messiah, Mank, Nomadland, News of the World, and The Trial of the Chicago 7. I think it's pretty straightforward here that Nomadland is going to take this one. It's really between Nomadland and Mank, and a lot of people were predicting Mank because it's in black and white,
right?
And the Academy likes black and white movies, but Nomadland is going to be Promising Young Woman, Sound of Metal, and The Trial of the Chicago 7. The prediction here, it's kind of this is another one where it's a bit of a toss-up. It could go either way between The Trial of the Chicago 7 and Sound of Metal. As of right now, I would go for Trial of the Chicago 7. I think they do want to give this movie some sort of recognition, and seeing as it might not even be winning original screenplay, this might be the place that they want to award it. But Sound of Metal also has some fantastic editing.
Oh, my God.
It's
pretty cool how when it goes from when you see his hearing.
Yeah.
It would almost feel like it's real.
Yeah.
If you've ever had your ear, like, you know, where all of a sudden your ear does that where it closes in for a minute.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And that one is definitely going to win for best sound as well for a result of that. Now, best visual effects, the nominees this year were for Love and Monsters, Mulan, The Midnight Sky, The One and Only Ivan, and Tenet. Now, visual effects is an interesting category this year because, well, a lot of movies went to streaming services or weren't delayed. A lot of the big blockbusters were. You know, you saw Dune getting delayed. You saw Black Widow getting delayed. And so this category was kind of hung out to dry a little bit. As of right now, my prediction goes to Tenet. I think that a movie like that could run away with visual effects pretty easily. And then for the last category, I'll talk about Best Animated Feature. The nominations this year were for Onward, Over the Moon, Shaun the Sheep Movie, Farmageddon, Wolfwalkers, and Soul. And this one, I can say, take it to the bank right now, Soul will be winning Animated Feature. There is not a single doubt in my mind that it will not win.
Is it S-O-U-L or S-O-L-E?
S-O-U-L.
Okay.
It's a Disney Plus movie that's on there for free. And, yeah, it's an incredible movie.
Okay.
I really do wish that it would have shown up in more categories. It only got nominated for Animated Feature and Score. But it is truly a fantastic movie, and it was my number 3 movie of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When we have you come back next week, we want to hear about what transpired in the week, this coming week, as well as what your top 10 picks are of the movies so far, as we get ready to, like, people start to binge watch before the Oscars.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us, Robert Burke. Remember, you can find his reviews on theclevercritics.com. His name is Robert Burke, and he's an amazing young man. We appreciate you being on with us this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Dave Cockrell is going to join us after the break and be talking about Boys Town. Not Boys Town, Boys State. That happens every year, but it's a great event for our kids. But if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car or renting an electric utility, there's rebates available that can help you offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. 7:30 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Hotel bar is full of people. The piano man is really zip on over to Drip. Now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Pulse Urgent Care at 100 East Cypress Avenue would like to thank you for your support during 2020. Pulse is happy to announce they are reopening their urgent care services and are accepting patients by appointment only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Pulse follows public health guidelines. Masks are required along with social distancing. Please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening, appointment, and further information.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebot. It is 46 degrees out there today, the 17th of March. Santa Patty's Day, that's why you're going to be hearing nothing but Irish music on our, you know, on our bump music coming in and out.
Do you remember Enya?
Yeah.
That was Enya. I mean, that
she's
was...
She's Irish, by the way, so...
She's Irish. No, I understand, but, you know, I'm used to the... Nasty Witsy, Nancy Whiskey.
Okay, well, that was really cool, though. Beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that was, she was quite the rage. I don't know what she's doing now. We have to look that up. Anyway, currently 45 degrees, everybody, in the downtown studios. Once again, as we look through the day, we have partly sunny with a high of 61. Chance of rain tonight. You know, we have overcast skies right now. Looks like we're going to have rain relatively soon. Tomorrow, 100% chance of rain. Just a rainy day, then tomorrow night, rain, then chance of shower. And as we progress to the week, we have a nice, beautiful weekend. All right. Go ahead.
Okay, and the weather's brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane.
Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, 7:36 in the morning. We're here with Dave Cockrell. And Dave, who's a member of the American Legion and the VFW and other places, but today he's here with our the American Legion, and we're talking about Boy State.
Yeah, good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So anyway, I'm here to talk about Boy State, which is June 18th to the 25th, I believe. I got to look at my schedule. Yep. June 18th to 25th. And it has to do with juniors in high school, 11th grade. And it's open to anyone, even homeschooling. Our problem right now is because of the COVID-19 getting in and getting delegates. And that's why I'm on the air to explain the program. You can go to the website, and I got to refresh my memory. Sorry. I think it's CaliforniaBoyState.org. It's in one of my handouts I gave you. And you can find that they have lots of information. They have three videos, which are interesting. The three videos show you the program. They show you judicial and then the ending process. And they're about 22 to 25 minutes each. But the other thing is they give you the schedule that's on the what's going, because it's going to be virtual this year. And they've been planning this since 2020 to do it, and it's just as if they were there. It's 8 to 10 hours, but it's not lectures.
Okay.
So you're going to have hands-on. And what does Boy State do?
What does Boy State do?
All right. It is a civics program hands-on. It's where they go in, and like the first day is orientation, but this next day, which is the starting of the program, they actually establish a city. It's just like Reading. Reading has not been established, so they're going to have to establish the whole structure of the city. That means mayor, police officers, lawyers, judicial, dog catcher, and they have to run for this. And so they get one lecture, believe, on the how to do this, and then they're split up into groups, usually about 35 to 50. It might be smaller. And each city then will have to build it up. And throughout the week, they are actually still functioning as a city. What goes next is a county. They then have to build a county. So they've split up the cities into the counties, and now they have to build a county. So they have to do the same thing, and they learn the same thing hands-on. The end result is they have to build a state. They have to actually do the state. And they have to go by California Constitution. So they're learning the Constitution. They're learning how to function as a city, as a county, and as a state. And they actually have two parties. I think it's one is the Whigs, and you'll have to forgive me. I've been through so much
Whigs and Tories.
Yeah, sounds like it's kind of British authority.
Yeah, they're not Democrats, Republicans. It's nothing like that.
No,
what
we
they're
don't.
Learning to do is actually how it works.
Yes, and, how the government
how
works.
How the government really works. Well, how it works in an idyllic setting with people that care about each other and all that.
Yeah. It's according to the Constitution is our law. And if you don't follow the Constitution, you're actually technically breaking the law. And one term I hate to say is, oh, it's old and needs to be replaced. No, they need to follow the law. If you want to change the law, there's a structure in doing so.
Right. Yeah.
So that's one of the things they learn. And they actually have court. So they have to have a defender, and then they have a prosecutor. And so it's actually not only just learning the city, it's actually learning judicial, the whole thing. They even have a Supreme Court. So it's a whole package hands-on. It's a great program.
What got you involved, Dave?
In 2010, I was reading about American Legion, and someone said, hey, we got to do Boy State, oratorical. I said, man, that's a great program. I just read about it. It needs to be done. So I got involved because I went down one of the Oregon had a high person up in Boy State and wanted to do the program and got mostly shut down. And then he called a friend of mine and says, oh, I know who to call. So he called me, and as soon as I found out about it, I got the packet. I went down, talked to the boy at one of the high schools, and I says, man, this is an outstanding program after reading about it. And from that point on, I've been involved in Boy State. So what is that? Almost 11 years I've been doing it.
And what kind of typically the ages and what inspires a young man to enter Boy State?
We normally would go to the high school, and I gave you one of the
flyers.
Flyers, or actually how we interview. Now, you must understand, we're not looking for military, people to go join the military. There is one thing. If an individual is in 11th grade and deciding to go to a military academy, I really highly recommend that they contact us because the military academies look favorably on this program.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone going into Annapolis or West Point or whatever the Air Force is, I'm not familiar.
Air Force Academy.
This looks good on the resume that they've attended this and it's part of it, like a not a prerequisite, but it's something that would be stand out. Like you've done this
on, they're looking for things you've done in the community to support
leadership
and leadership.
Mm-hmm. So
okay, now how do people sign up for this?
Well, what it is, normally the school gives us a bunch of candidates, and we go in and we interview, which I gave one of the interview sheets. Well, right now, because of the COVID, I'm not, limited, and we have about 10 seats. I have a school with six, but my problem is my computer won't let me do virtual. I think it's my security program. It's blocking you from seeing my picture, and I can't figure out how to stop that. Other than to take down my security program or whatever is stopping me from being able to do it. So how do you get contact? Well, you can go through your school, which would be good, Enterprise, Shasta, Foothill. That's the ones I reached out with. But any school that's in this area that wants the contact, you can text me. If you call me, you're going to have to leave a message. I get poor phone service. Or you can go on to give me an email. But it takes me time because I get 50 to 75 emails I have to read a day. So I will give that information at the end so that everyone can write it down.
Okay, so we're getting toward the end here. So, you know, Boy State has been around a long time.
1935 is when it started. 1937 was the first California.
You have a photo of a gentleman who was a Marine veteran, a World War II veteran, that was one of the first delegates to Boy State.
Yeah.
From California
State.
In 1937.
Did I say
37? No, I'm just saying it should be. It's called Boy State, correct?
Right, right.
Yes.
Right.
And so this is a great program. Dave's reached out to the high schools. You know, there's U Prep, there's Reading Christian, there's all these others too.
Even homeschooling.
Yeah,
even 11th grade.
Right.
All right, so we need an application here at the station, right? We'll leave an application here, and then we need Dave's information. So those people listening that said, oh, well, I know somebody that should do that.
So we can put it on our Facebook feed and all that? Do you have it on Facebook right now?
No, I don't do Facebook very well.
Okay.
It has to do with Navy security. I just don't.
Okay. So what we'll do is we're going to get all this information. We're going to put it on Facebook today. That reaches a few several thousand people. And we'll put it, And when's the deadline?
Hey, we should have been doing this back in February. That's normally when we do it. April 1st is when I have to have it. I have to have all my information in. Now, our post is already paid for the delegates.
Right, so it's non-cost to the delegates.
It's non-cost to the delegates.
So how many delegates do we have?
Let's see. I have six out. I may have eight left. I have one school to give me six, but I have to find out a way to interview them.
Okay.
So there are still openings because the post picks who it is.
Right.
And can anyone support it? Yes. Well, it could be the Elks. It could be anyone because they get recognition for doing so. But it's no cost to the student. Now, how do you get to for me to do this? You can call me, you can text me, or you can email me, and I'll give you that information.
Okay.
You ready?
We're ready.
All right. My phone number is 530-605-8114. If you call, leave a message or text me. The email is Shasta, shasta.post197@gmail.com. Do I need to repeat that?
Shasta.post197@gmail.com.
That's actually our post. We've been here for 101 years. So that's how long. And the 15th was American Legion's birthday, 102 years.
Wow.
So.
Okay. So shasta.post197@gmail.com. And again, from Boise State.
Yes.
You know, you could just put that in the header there for the subject. Okay.
Yes. And the phone number, again, is 530-605-8114. Leave a message if you would, please, or you can text that number.
Yeah. And we'll get this out on Facebook today, and we'll and we've got the information. We can talk about it because you got till April 1st to turn in the names. So
yes.
we're pushing it.
I'm pushing it.
But you've already got some delegates you think you've got. Now you just have to work out a way to talk to them.
Right. That's the all I have to do is interview them. And okay. I don't make decision. I let the post make the decision.
Right.
Because I'd send everyone if I could.
Yes, of course.
Well, thanks so much, Dave.
Well, thank you.
It's something else that you do that we really appreciate for our city and our town.
You know, I've always heard Shasta supports veterans. What do veterans do for Shasta? This is one of the things. This is a civic leadership program that when they come back, it's not interested in the military. It's interested in making leadership so that they can actually do something for the school, themselves, the community.
Absolutely.
So this is what we do.
Okay. All right. Dave, thank you so much, and we'll get all this information out and from Boise State.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. And 7:47 in the morning, we'll be right back.
The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back.
Yes.
To Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Are you going to green beer?
I'm going to drink anything that's green. So
I am going
green smoothies,
to make
green beer.
I'll let you know
green whiskey.
How it turns out. I am going to make green deviled eggs.
Okay, that brings us, if you've suffered from orthopedic injuries, sprains, or upset stomach, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3763 Eureka Way. Physical therapist Kevin Evo and Rachel Lang are there to get you back into action. Green eggs, 530-533-5030. That's 533-5030. Now, let me tell you, green eggs, it was one of green eggs and ham.
Yes, was Dr. Yes. Seuss.
Yeah, but on the line is another Irish lass that we wanted to say good morning to. Good morning to you, lass.
Good morning.
Happy anniversary.
Happy
there.
Happy anniversary. We
you
had
got
to
married
call
on
you.
St. Patty's Day, did you?
Yes, we did.
Ran off with
much.
That little Irish lad.
20 years ago
today.
Congratulations.
And as I point out every year on this date, you didn't invite your pop to it, but you did send me a photo. So
yes, I did.
This is my daughter Jennifer.
So
20 great years and two grandkids, and I just talked to your husband, my son, yesterday. I call him my son. He's a
yeah.
son in law. He's like a son because it was his birthday just last week.
You guys were babies. Babies.
Yes.
Babies.
Yes, absolutely.
Anyway.
How are you guys? Good. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Happy St. Patrick's
Day.
What are you two doing today for your anniversary?
We are going to just go to lunch. We took the day off of work. So just spend the day. Ashlyn's going back to college today. So she's headed back down. She came home for Vince's birthday.
Yeah.
And we don't really have much planned. Still not opened up here completely. So
that's right. Jennifer is down in New Mexico, and they have had some really, really harsh rules that are just starting to
and weather
be lifted. So
yeah,
I mean, there was times that she was standing outside in the cold and snow just to get into a grocery store because they were really cracking down on that. We haven't had that problem as crazy and as weird as California is. We never, I don't think, got close to what you have going there.
No, we're still in the yellow. We're opening up it's like a color system, and
yeah.
we are still in the yellow. So we only have indoor dining at like 33% capacity. Still don't have theaters open. Any entertainment venues are still not open.
Oh, our entertainment venues are shut down.
Yeah,
they're
just opening the movie theaters this weekend. How they're doing that, I don't know. But anyway, so happy anniversary. And,
thank you.
You know, for all people that are listening today, Jennifer's a nurse. She's a first responder, as well as her husband, Vince. They've been out there on the front lines in that capacity.
He's not a nurse. He's a U.S. Marshal.
Yes, but he's
Marshal.
On the front line. So they've been out there saving the world. One person at a time.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, we love you, and we're so proud of you all. So happy anniversary.
Thank you. We love you guys, too.
Okay. Bye. And I forgive
bye-bye.
You. I forgive you.
Oh,
you never, never let him down.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, things that are happening along the border. Finally, Biden's addressing. Well, guess what? For the first time, USA Today has addressed something going on at the border. I love this, what the, a Democrats who support of course, President Biden, Representative Henry Queller says, hey, it's such a mess down here. He says the whole message that Biden is using, don't come now, come later message. What kind of message is that? And now we're up at a bigger surge than they've had in over 20 years. They can't handle it, but the number of people that are coming across, and it's a lot of kids. They're pushing the kids across the border. So now the kids are in places where they can get showers once a week instead of a minimum of twice a week. I mean, just the whole thing is a mess, and yet we're still not declaring this a crisis. And at what point is, you know, does it need to be a crisis when you have hundreds of thousands of people pushing toward that border? And you can't tell me. And then Democrats, I read yesterday, have blocked a bill that said we want everyone coming across the border to be tested for COVID-19. And they said, no. So what does that mean? So we're just taking people across the border. You know, what is this whole thing about COVID? Whether is it something we should worry about or something we shouldn't worry about? According to the Democrats, when Trump was there, it was worse than the Black Plague. It was a scourge. We had this many people, and they would trumpet every day how many people were killed. You seen that, or died from COVID? You seen that since Biden's been elected? No. And now we're letting thousands across the border, not even testing them. So it can't be that bad, obviously, because they're taking these people then straight out of these detention centers. Oh, I'm sorry, reception centers, and moving them inland, moving them into the interior of our country. Yes, Mr. Biden, you've done a wonderful job on the border. It is such a mess. And people, and obviously the media doesn't think it's a big thing because they're not even asking questions. Not all media. Now, some of the media is actually starting to push back a little bit and ask, you know. And the other thing is, when are you going to have a press conference? Well, they've announced they're going to have a press conference.
When I hear these things, you know, I only have a certain capacity before I become where I get overloaded. The thing is that what it feels like and what my brain is assimilating is that we've got businesses that are, as you heard your daughter in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 33%, movie theaters not open. So imagine that across the country and, you know, various different levels of the colors. I think we're in red. We went from purple to red. I think we're in red right now in Shasta County. But so we still have closures in restaurants with not full capacity, et cetera. And yet, there's not these huge border restrictions. Why not? What part of fair? We're trying to follow the rules. We're trying to abide by what we call, excuse me, safety protocol. And that's our commitment to America, to whatever the state rule is. What we're trying to follow, the mask mandate to go from your car into the Safeway, wear your mask inside the store, these kinds of things. And yet the border is a mess. This is the part that I think why people are feeling unruly.
Okay. Why do you wear green on St. Patrick's Day? Since St. Patrick's is tied to color blue, why do they cloak themselves in green? Well, it's because green is one of the colors for Irish nationalism. Stack mentions the mythical belief that green is to be worn to make you invisible to leprechauns, which he says originated in America.
Oh.
And speaking of the leprechaun, the head leprechaun of Shasta County will be joining us right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Eight women dead in shootings at several Atlanta area day spas. Accused gunman, a 21-year-old Georgia man, under arrest. Why did he do it? Atlanta Police Chief Rodney Bryant has no answer, at least not yet.
We are very early in this investigation. Even though we have made an arrest, there's still a lot more work to be done. With that being said, I just wanted to make sure that I know that that's going to be a concern and that you were probably asking that of many of us. We are just not there as of yet.
Robert Long of Woodstock, Georgia, arrested about 150 miles south of Atlanta. Authorities say he did act alone. A shooting at a grocery distribution warehouse in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, has left two people dead. A union official says two victims worked at the warehouse and were shot by a coworker. Oconomowoc, about 25 miles west of Milwaukee. A judge in Minneapolis dismissing two of the jurors chosen to hear the case against former police officer Derek Chauvin. The jurors were dismissed after being re-questioned about the $27 million settlement with the family of the late George Floyd. Former President Trump speaking out about the border crisis, saying that Biden immigration policy is to blame for a 20-year high in illegal border crossings.
People are coming in by the hundreds of thousands. Young children are coming in, and they leave their homes, and they come up because they think it's going to be so wonderful. And frankly, our country can't handle it.
Mr. Trump telling Fox News' Maria Bartiromo it's only going to get worse, the former president adding, they're destroying our country. On Wall Street this hour, stocks in the red. Right now, the Dow is down about 26 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 154 points, loss of more than 1%, and the S&P is down 25 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynavite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynavite. When I get out the Dynavite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Accused of supporting Islamic extremism, a high-profile Muslim politician under arrest in Sri Lanka.
Azad Sali is a prominent politician from Sri Lanka's Muslim minority. The former governor of Western Province angered the government last week by saying he would only honor Islamic Sharia, not Sri Lankan laws. That triggered an angry reaction from the majority Sinhala Buddhist politicians. Officials initially said he would be arrested for his statement. Now, he's also being questioned in connection with the Easter Sunday suicide bombing attacks 2 years ago. More than 275 people were killed in the attacks. Mr. Sali has denied all reports of links with Islamic extremism.
That's the BBC's Embarrassment at Rajan. The Japanese court has ruled the government's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional, recognizing the rights of same-sex couples for the first time in the only group of seven countries that doesn't acknowledge their legal partnership. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Deadly explosions rock a Los Angeles suburb.
A large cache of possibly commercial-grade fireworks blew up inside a home in Ontario, California, some 35 miles east of Los Angeles. Ontario Police Chief Mike Lorenz tells KABC that two people were killed in a series of blasts that set the home on fire and caused damage around the neighborhood.
Several homes have broken out windows and damaged two homes within a block radius.
Lorenz adds that the size of the explosions make it likely that a lot of fireworks are kept at that home.
Due to the large explosion, it would be at minimum investigating a felony or several felonies.
There's no word on what set off the fireworks. Local police and other agencies, including the FBI, are involved in the investigation. I'm Tim McGuire.
Home construction plunged 10.3% last month, blaming on bad winter weather, gripped much of the country. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, it's hump day, and good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, today's the 17th, St. Paddy's Day. We've been playing Irish music in and out every time. I would, you know, my Irish accent goes to Scotch and then it turns somehow to Russian. I'm not sure why. I can do them all. 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
St. Patrick's
Day. Caring Cap. You know what?
Go ahead, St. Patrick's Day.
Because I took the, no. It's caring, compassion, community, courage. Healing starts there.
Okay, St. Patrick's Day was made an official Christian feast day in the earliest century and is observed by the Catholic Church and the Anglican Communion, especially the Church of Ireland, the Eastern Orthodox Church, and the Lutheran Church. The day commemorates St. Patrick and the arrival of Christianity in Ireland. It celebrates the heritage and culture of the Irish in general. Celebrations generally involve public parades and festivities, the wearing of green attire or shamrocks. Christians who belong to the liturgical dominions, Dominican. Too many big words this morning. I'm sorry. Eating and drinking alcohol were lifted for the day. Of course. That's why everybody drinks green beer.
And what did you know is that it the idea that St. Paddy's Day became a drinking day is kind of also came from America. And, you know, where it's never been really associated in Ireland with it being a big drinking day. However, every day in Ireland is a big drinking day.
Well, because the restrictions on eating and drinking were lifted for the day, it's encouraged and propagated the holiday's tradition of alcohol consumption. Just telling you. That's just out of Wikipedia, folks. All right.
Okay. And?
Are you grounded?
I'm grounded here. What's the weather?
Okay, currently 47 degrees.
Which is what you should be
doing. Oh, don't tell me what I should be doing. You're the last person to tell me that. 47 degrees. Today's partly sunny with a high of 61.
Welcome to my world.
If you think this is an act, it's not, because it was off the air also.
Overnight lows of 46. Tomorrow calls for rain with a high of 54 and overnight lows of 42. Friday calls for showers with 57. Now, tomorrow is literally, according to the National Weather Service, 100% chance of rain, so it's going to be raining tomorrow. But the weekend calls for mostly sunny with a high of 60 and Sunday a high of 67. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Well, Sheriff McGreeny's looking outside because in Pat Karch's truck, there's a piano. Now, Pat is part of the Piano Angels, but don't be surprised if he doesn't pull off the cover and start to play a tune on the back of that while it drives around.
A patrol car that you guys can't see.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the piano.
No, it's heckling on
the other
side of the road.
Pat's going to start playing out in front of the station, producing his little Irish songs.
Wait, they got your back? Are you been some threats? What?
I don't know what he's doing. Now he's getting out acting busy. So.
Oh, okay. Is this one of yours or one of the police?
Reading.
Reading police. Okay.
But a near and dear friend. So.
Okay, we'll just wave at him. Later.
Okay, I have one more thing. According to legend, St. Patrick used the three-leaved shamrock to explain the Holy Trinity to Irish pagans.
Oh, I could see that. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Did not know that.
I could see that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I could do that. Sheriff Eric McGreeny.
Morning.
Good morning.
Like I said, if you think this is an act on the air, it's not.
Welcome to our world.
I do enjoy coming in here on the third Wednesday of every month, so thank you.
By the way, Sheriff McGreeny was also at a fundraiser that I was at the other night.
Yeah.
Oh.
For the Lassen Park.
I got a text saying you may not want to come here tonight.
And I invited the sheriff back afterwards, and it was probably a good idea. Sheriff, that your wife took you home.
Yeah.
Because it went downhill quick.
And it was a good night. Money was raised. A lot of money was raised. Supported a good cause.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. It was good. Lassen Park, they do a lot of good stuff.
They do.
Tours, the kayaking, the
trails. Should have seen me trying to get my cowboy boots off that night. I got one off. The other one was just kind of, I was walking limping. I was limping around. So.
All right.
So no green. I'm not seeing any green. No Baileys for the coffee.
Wow. Well, you know what? The day is young.
Okay.
I mean,
right.
We're just right downtown.
Carl's pulling out
There
he goes. Okay.
The day is young, and when I got up this morning and it was dark out, I didn't think about it being St. Patrick's Day.
No, but I have some Irish whiskey in the office if you'd like to add a little bit there.
Yes, you do.
I listened to the Board of Supervisors meeting yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't understand the anger and the things people say. I understand anger, okay? But I don't understand, and it's not everybody,
mm-hmm.
But it is, you know, some people there. Do you ever feel that there's a danger of, you know, because, and the reason I'm asking this is because I was interviewed by the LA Times about a story they were doing, and it was on Donnie Chamberlain. But I've been interviewed by the Sacramento Bee on the same thing. And I always say the same thing. I said, no, there's no danger of a, you know, of hundreds of people armed taking over the board. I said, I feel nothing like that. I know people on all sides. I know who they are. I know that they've got their, you know, that there are issues here. But no, it's not going to happen. Now, but what do you feel? I mean, you're standing in there every day or every Tuesday. Do you feel like there's a chance of violence?
No, I concur with you, Carl, 100%. There's definite passion. I think one of the comments yesterday that I appreciated the most was where the gal came in and talked about bringing her children there and how she felt safe doing that, that there wasn't this perceived threat or intimidation where people can't feel the ability to come in and address their supervisors, and how she felt comfortable enough bringing herself in and her children to partake in the democracy that we have here locally. So I think that illustrated it the best. We have passionate
people.
That's
what I tell people calling in from other places. No. There's
a couple people that, you know, I don't agree with the cursing in the community forum like that in a public setting.
Where there's kids there.
When there's no women and children there. There isn't. But for the most part, and I think yesterday was probably close to an hour, hour and a half, if not more, of public comment. There were a lot of good comments, and there were a lot of good opinions, and people are passionate, and that's important, because if we get complacent and we don't have the checks and balances of the citizens making sure that government is doing what is needed for the citizens, because it is a service agency, then that's dangerous. So I appreciate the fact that people are involved, that people are paying attention, that people are showing up to voice their concerns or to weigh in on certain topics. That is so important to the democracy that we have here. It has to be done in the right context. I mean, again, as we already talked about, I don't agree with the cursing. He was claiming freedom of speech. But nonetheless, there are women and children. This is to the public, and some people don't appreciate that. So we got to be mindful of everyone. And that's what I've asked, and I think that's where we are responsible as a community is – we can have the differences of opinion. We can have the heated debates. But in the end, we're all still one community here working towards the greater good for all of us. So as long as we don't forget that and we pay attention to that and we respect that, I think it's a healthy debate.
Okay. And that's a good answer. And somebody says, is it just the far left and the left? I don't know. Sacramento Bee and the LA Times, you could say, are left-leaning papers. But I think that there's people that believe that we're up here in the North State.
And we're just
going
rogue.
We're right on the edge. People are carrying guns, and they're going to be rushing the courthouse. And I go back to the BLM protest when the militia was there. And the militia was there, and the protesters were there, and people who just wanted to be there to express, you know, a lot of different things. And yet all these people were talking about how, oh, my gosh, all these things could have happened. They could have happened, but nothing did happen.
Right.
And they ended up together singing the national anthem. I mean, if you're going to have a protest, that is the type of protest they have. And that happened right here in Reading. So everything that's written about what could have happened.
Yep.
Is just kind of it's for I think just to incite.
It's to sensationalize to try to that's a good word to incite what is seen around the nation in other communities and other towns. We have not seen that here, nor do I think we will.
I don't think we will either. And so. I need to on a completely different show, so don't start now. Have somebody from the recall movement in here and tell me exactly why. Lay out the reasons for it. I mean, I've listened to it and all these, but just to have that. And then have somebody from the other side come in and say why they think it's a wrong idea.
Yeah,
I think we need to do that. Anyway, we're here with Sheriff Eric McGreaney, and
I'm going to have to take a break here, but I want to remind you that the virtual auction party, March 20th, mark it in your calendar, 3 easy steps to participate. You know, every year the Turtle Bay Auction is such a grand event. It's their biggest fundraiser. We all go, we donate a dinner. There's so many wonderful trips, jewelry, museum, events, et cetera. So we want you to register at turtlebay.maxgiving. Let me say that one more time. turtlebay.maxgiving.bid. Bidding started at March 11th. You're going to tune in to watch the virtual party March 20th. There'll be live stream and on YouTube and Facebook. Again, this is really an important part. We love our Turtle Bay, and your bidding on auction items will help to keep our Turtle Bay. Remember the light show? Rocked your world, rocked our North State world, things like that. So, and so many other things. We're going to take a break here, but just remember, please support Turtle Bay in the virtual auction. We'll be right back. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with Carla Linda Bott and our wonderful Sheriff Eric Magrini.
Set sail from the sweet home of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, he was right for that. You know how the wild winds blow her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Well, in the merry month of May, from me home I started up the girls and
two. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on St. Paddy's Day, when all the Irish music we're having from on our book music coming in and out, including the one about being Hump Day. Didn't know that the camel is green, of course.
That was a treat for me. I love that.
Yeah. Which one?
The Hump Day.
Oh, the Hump Day?
Yeah.
Maximum Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment. You know what? Judy Ann has had her business since 1993 helping our community. And, you know, it's all of your financial and insurance needs under one roof. If you need a second opinion on your retirement plans or 401s because things have changed so radically, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. If you're having problems getting insurance on your home because of the way the insurance companies are canceling homeowners insurance, give her a call. She's been successful in 100% of getting people the insurance they need. 8:21 in the morning, 46, we're here with Sheriff Eric McGreeny. Now, you just, there is something that was brought up about the Second Amendment and
yes.
A resolution from the local California Rifle and Pistol Association.
Right.
It's the local one. It's not the state one.
Yeah, it's Shasta Gun Owners, affiliated with CRPA. Gun,
yeah. But they're not the state level. So they want this, it's a resolution that they want that says the Shasta County will, you know, supports the Second Amendment, which I think they've already done.
Mm-hmm.
They've already said that. And, you know.
They did say that one of the board meetings this last summer.
Well, I think it was
they
September.
Recognized it.
September,
maybe it was, yeah.
Something like that. But parts of that are pretty, arresting federal officers if they're coming in and things like that.
Yeah, so what they presented, I got a copy of and I read it. And I have a very good relationship with CRPA at state level, with the legislative analysts, our legislative reps, Rick and Roy. They're the two guys. That's an easy name to remember for both of them. Great individuals. And so I sent that resolution down to them to see if this is, because it had their name on it. So I wanted to make sure that this was something that they were sanctioned or approved. And so they took under review. They initially were not, they were aware of a resolution. I don't think they're aware of this specific one.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent it down to them based on what the feedback I got. That was not the resolution that they being CRPA, had officially sanctioned. So fast forward to now the beginning of the year, came back to fruition that they wanted to present this resolution again. So myself and Chair Joe Comente contacted CRPA, presented them with the resolution. They were taking it to their legal team, and they were going to present the resolution from CRPA state level to be brought back to the board, which was supported by Joe. And I think Supervisor Jones also was wanting to bring this forth. So that should be coming, I would assume the next one or two board meetings.
And this is from the state level?
It is,
okay.
Yes. And I imagine it will be attached to or affiliated with the local chapter of CRPA/Shasta Gunner Association. Mm-hmm. So
okay. So the one that you got originally came from the local
group,
but it wasn't
it didn't totally assimilate with the resolution, that's being sponsored by the state level.
By the state level. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see what happens.
So we're working on, I'm waiting to get a copy of it because I was asked if I would support it, and I support CRPA, I support NRA, I support Second Amendment 100% on all those levels. So I said, yeah, just as soon as I can see the final version.
Yeah, from the state too.
Yep.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Richard. Yeah, I'm the author of that resolution you got out. Yes, the original resolution from last year It was endorsed by CRPA, as written. I still have the email, so I'm happy to forward it to whoever has that they're not sure. But yeah, the original resolution, as written, was endorsed by CRPA last year. That's the one we presented July 21st last summer. So no, it's absolutely the same resolution. And what the difference this time is, the full board, the full CRPA board, is now going to be reviewing that very same resolution. So they're doing that now. It may come back looking a little different than it was presented last year, and then we'll see what happens. So any questions of me?
No, thank you. I just, like I mentioned, Richard, I know that I took the resolution that was presented late last year and sent it down, and they took it to their legal team, and they're reviewing it. So I do anticipate that we might see some modifications. I don't know to what degree.
I have a question, Richard. So the after they've taken a look at yours and they make changes and it meets with the state level, is that accepted then from the local level?
Well, once they review it and send us back the final product, which should happen soon, our local chapter will review that and decide if we want to present that version to our county board.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Guys.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Thanks, Richard.
Okay. So it's in between the local California the local Shasta County one and the state board.
Yeah. So easy enough. Hopefully get a suitable agreement resolution that meets both parties, and we can bring that to the board. And
if nothing else, a strong support from the board on the Second Amendment, of course, is that's going to happen anyway, because the other one had to do with all the Constitution and supporting all the amendments there. But with everything that's going on in the state of California and the nation, people are concerned about that.
Yeah.
That being told, and I'm not going to borrow trouble, but registering everything, and somebody said, just because it's registered doesn't mean they're going to come get your guns. I said, no, not this year or next year, but you don't know what's going to happen five or 10 years down the road here, because they can tell you that things are illegal and you can no longer have them. So it's just, I have
California, nothing would surprise me right now.
Yeah, that's true. We're going to take an early break because there was this SB 21?
SB 271.
271. Was that passed?
It was passed by, I believe, the Senate. I'm going to have to go back to my email here and look. But we can, if we need to take an early break, we can do that.
Yeah, we'll come back and talk about that. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's a favorite place of everybody that's sitting in this studio at this time. Four Winds Jewelry has pulled some of us out of some problems, has resulted in great gifts for Valentine's Day.
Why do I feel like you're talking to me, Carl?
No, because I searched. Rebecca helped me find the perfect Valentine's Day present. It was different. It was jewelry. Linda loved it, and Linda in turn gave me a power washer. this isn't just a
not sold at Four Winds Jewelry, but
not sold at Four Winds Jewelry. Anyway, they're located
story.
At
You'll never get tired of the story.
They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full service jewelry store in Reading. We'll be right back.
The pipes, are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you must go and I must buy.
It's the Ramsey Show, where life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar.
Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Oh, as I went home on Monday night, as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside the door where my old horse could be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that horse outside the door where my old horse should be? Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see. That's a lovely sow that my mother sent to me.
All right. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios
of
KCNR.
I actually have that song on one of my playlists.
Do you?
I do.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Lindabot, our guest, of course, is...
Irish McGreeny.
Sheriff... Sheriff Eric O. McGreeny here today. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster. And nobody knows how to repair windshields better than Jeff Horst. It's a better-known business, and Jeff's been doing this for a couple of decades. He doesn't take chances with your safety. He's entirely professional, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix that. He guarantees his work, and he gives free estimates. So come on in at 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. There was Senate Bill 271 just passed. Was it passed? And is the governor going
to
sign it?
Well, it was passed by the Senate Public Safety Committee yesterday. Okay. So now it moves to the Senate Committee for Governance and Finance. And this Senate bill is just one more chink they're trying to do in this whole, you know, I think, I don't know if we talked about it on this show last month or not. I don't think so, but we saw the federal, I guess, vote that came out on the whole kind of, I'll call it the defund the police and efforts in that nature on the federal level, but we're still seeing it here on the state level as well. And this Senate Bill 271, basically what it says in summary is that anyone can run for sheriff. And it was written by an individual, no shocker here, out of San Francisco, and basically saying that right now there's...
Is this Wiener?
Yes, it is.
This is the same guy who wanted to ban bear hunting in the state of California.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
So some pretty extreme laws, proposals coming from this individual. But nonetheless, this one says anyone can run for sheriff because, in his opinion, the sheriffs in the state are predominantly white male and we're very myopic and we don't... we're not taking into consideration some of the pressing issues that we do take into consideration, such as mental health and substance abuse and rehabilitative services. And then our mentality is just lock them up and throw the key away type policing. So this bill would, as he writes, open it up to anybody that can, that has a desire. There's no prerequisites, no pre-qualifications. And, you know, as common sense hopefully prevails, that is just so dangerous because you look at what is done from a law enforcement perspective, even with the chief of police, a sheriff. There's just to give a few examples, you have in the summertime, we've seen the catastrophic fires that we've had to deal with, the natural disasters, the social unrest down in the southern part of the state, where there's mutual aid assistance, where sheriffs are sending mutual aid, or sheriffs are region coordinators. Like, for example, here, myself, as the sheriff of Shasta County, I'm the Region 3 coordinator for Office of Emergency Services. So we coordinate resources and responses for the North State counties. So now you're going to bring somebody in, potentially, by this proposal, which hopefully fails, that's has no prior experience in coordination, in mutual aid response, in working with allied agencies, working with your public safety partners.
Never even arrested anybody.
Right. Maybe can't even carry a gun. You know, has no powers of arrest.
Could be a felon.
Could be. And so these people are going to come in and run an agency and try to... try to be effective in all the things that we do in running a jail, you know, and just to combat against the verbiage that's in this bill, where it's saying that we don't embrace these different things. We just last summer introduced our jail-based competency treatment program, our mental health treatment program in our facility. Mm-hmm. And that has been a very, very, very successful program. Already, we've done several restorative competency hearings. We have now a mental health clinician assigned in our jail that works with these patients or inmates that are deemed incompetent to stand trial. We introduced early on, prior to COVID, had the ball rolling for medication-assisted treatment within our jails. Mm-hmm. So to help those people who have substance abuse disorders that come in, that are those repeat offenders, that quality life crimes, that maybe we can get them signed up with some medication assistance to help them with their addiction program. So when they get out, they have a handoff service that they can get into and get some counseling and hopefully not do that repeat offense over and over. So those are some things that we here in Shasta County, but we throughout the state, several sheriffs have embraced, are doing. So it really goes against the claims by Mr. Wiener that we're so ignorant that we can't, we can't wrap our minds around doing these other services.
Well, many of the police chiefs of major cities are females. And the danger I see here, not saying that somebody who hasn't been in law enforcement can't be bright enough to pick up these. His or her learning curve would be huge. But then we get into politicians. Do we want a politician running the sheriff's department. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's exactly. The bottom line, because right. you know, somebody could come up with, you know, some snappy patter and all this stuff, mm-hmm. and their, you know, their ideas of what law enforcement is, because they haven't come up through the you know, they haven't been exposed to law enforcement right. at any time in their lives.
Well, then
it's a little worrisome to me. But,
yeah, and it goes against, you know, some of the other bills that are proposed within the same legislative session that are trying to make prerequisites for peace officers, that you have to have a certain level of...
You got to be 25 years old.
You have to be 25, or you have to have a bachelor's degree, or, you know, the age coincides, the age, degrees of age, years of age coincide with college credit. So if you're... this age, you can have this many college credits, but trying to set a standard for higher learning among law enforcement in California. So then this bill does the exact opposite, eliminates all that for one of the highest positions of law enforcement that we have here in the state. So
okay, now we have some other questions coming through here. Does the sheriff's department have unmanned aircraft drones?
So, yeah, UAVs, we got a grant and to purchase three. We are in the process of developing that program, seeking out the individuals that will be, I guess, the pilots remotely. Mm-hmm. So our program is not operational, but it's being developed.
Now, I understand the city is building is buying a specific vehicle to be able to use for UAVs.
I heard that the last time somebody came on. I know they just acquired a new rescue vehicle. They'll be utilized by their SWAT team, by hostage negotiators for different circumstances.
Yeah, that's the armored vehicle that people get a little excited mm-hmm. about.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Here's the other question.
Why do you think they get excited?
It's because it's a military type.
It's militaristic.
It's a military type vehicle, and it's armored.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, why do you need an armored vehicle in civilian territory?
Let's just ask the people, the guy who went in and just killed a bunch of people in a massage parlor in Atlanta.
But
do you think that's a weird analogy?
I think that when you have to go in to say there's a standoff, that having an armored vehicle for safety, mm-hmm. I remember the case down in Sacramento where the policeman was shot and laid out in front and bled out because mm-hmm. they couldn't
get to him.
You know, and that to me too is a travesty. You cannot tell me that they couldn't, you know, get a vehicle. This is just my opinion. Mm-hmm. Put a vehicle in front of her somehow, but they didn't have anything. You know, so this idea behind this is to be able to rescue people and
absolutely.
To get in closer.
Sure. And
you know,
it's not
again,
just to
it's,
be an assaultive
no,
vehicle.
No,
it's,
no.
You know, we want, and nowadays when we're being trained and we're training our people to be de-escalation tactics and hostage negotiations, you still want to provide the opportunity for those things to take place and to take place safely. Yeah. You're not going to send somebody to negotiate with somebody in a golf cart up with somebody who might be armed and barricaded. They still can be in that vehicle and safely negotiate and try to foster a safe resolution of that situation.
And I think you've got to also take a look at the history of a department and all these things about how they've been used in the past. But mm-hmm. okay, here's the other quick question. Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago, they had four helicopters. Okay, let me find it again. But it was like four there was four helicopters, about 100 engineers with dozens of heavy equipment vehicles and support vehicles were operating off Oak Run Road a few weeks ago. Do you know anything about that?
I do not. Four helicopters.
Yeah. I mean, this is what somebody is writing in here.
I don't think we have four law enforcement helicopters.
No, it sounds like it.
It might have been PG&E. I know I where I live personally, there's some a significant run of power lines that are adjacent mm-hmm. to our property, and they've been flying those pretty regularly, doing inspections.
It could be also.
That would be my only guess.
I've seen CAL FIRE out doing things where they practice their practice dumps and all these things. But as far as the heavy equipment and support, it could be they were clearing out areas too. Or,
yeah.
You know,
I know they've been doing a lot of cleanup as trying to build up resiliency for any future PSPS, Power Safety Public Shutoffs. I'll personalize it. Just I know they came through my property and cleaned up several trees. In fact, I got lots of firewood out of it. So it was, one, it cleaned up the power line, the clearance there, which I was appreciative of. And when asked, they left the wood there, and I cut it up, and I'll burn it next winter.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. We're with Sheriff Eric McGreen. It's St. Patty's Day. The chat room is going as their usual, you know, having discussions back and forth and castigating me on a regular basis. That's okay. If they couldn't do it to me, I mean, I have broad shoulders here, and I don't take it personally. I'm sorry if I've offended you.
How did you offend
with
somebody?
With my hump. My Wednesday is hump day. Let me just say to this. I apologize to you. I don't believe in denigrating women or other people, but I'm going to continue playing it because I think it's funny. This portion
there's
of the show.
There's a camel on the commercial.
I'm not sure why. Is it because the term hump day?
It's a camel. Because
you're getting over the hump of the hump,
of the day. It's like they used to fly the hump.
The camel has a hump.
In Indochina. Yeah. Anyway, Cypress Grove Barbershop is bringing us this segment. It is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And I offend somebody else when I say it's the best barbershop in town.
Oh, well.
But I don't mean the whole town. I mean the whole world. Cypress Grove Barbershop, man's last stronghold. They work on appointments only. 244-9478. We'll be right back.
Walking all the day, near tall towers where falcons build their nests. Silver-winged they fly, they know the call of freedom in their breasts. Saw black-head against the sky, where twisted rocks they run to the sea. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang a song for Ireland, drinking.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the Visible River Aquarium, Caverns Exhibits, Parrot Playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Turtle Bay Annual Auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items and supporting Turtle Bay. Bidding begins March 11th. Tune in for the live virtual watch party March 20th on Facebook Live or YouTube. Go to turtlebay.org and click the online auction banner to register and learn more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 43 degrees, and it's going to be raining tonight. It's going to be raining tomorrow. 100% chance of rain tomorrow, my friends. And the time is 8:52 today on St. Paddy's Day, which is why we're playing all this Irish music. In and out. The
but please don't
weather
be offended.
Reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Our guest is Sheriff Eric McGreen. We have a number of questions we're going to hit here. But Donna wants to explain Hump Day. Can you keep this quick?
Yeah, it'll take about 30 seconds.
Okay.
In the office world, Monday through Friday workers, they, you know, they come to work Monday, and they're working toward getting to Friday. And they come Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It's downhill to Friday.
There you go.
That's exactly what we thought.
It. That's what we were talking about.
That's
here.
That's right. Thank
and
you, Donna.
And the commercial, Hump Day.
And I remember Linda was offended by this not too long ago.
No, Linda's not offended by it at all.
I've never been offended by it.
No, Linda's not offended. This was one of our listeners who's offended by it every time she hears it.
I like it.
We think it's funny.
But the commercial.
Anyway, I could never understand it. I guess it was dog owners that were upset about it, maybe. I don't know.
You know, but it has been in the workforce, and it has been something that you say, everybody, both sexes, or whatever multi-sex a person is, you would still say, I don't know how to explain it today. Hump Day was Wednesday. But the commercial that you hear that is a camel that's in the office. So it just, it's funny. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's funny.
We've spent enough time on Hump Day.
All right.
Okay, Sheriff McGreeny, are you a constitutional sheriff?
Yes.
Okay.
Even by definition. I think that was one of the questions that came in on your chat line there.
Are you, do your officers get vaccinated?
We have offered it. We have not made it mandatory. So we have, there was a lot, you know, the way the tier systems rolled out, not the tier systems as in the colors, but the tier systems and how, the vaccination would be administered to different age groups and different, workforce groups. So we did have that opportunity. We offered it up to all of our employees, and those that have elected to do so have gotten it, but we did not make it mandatory. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, there's been some you've gotten some acquisitions for the Sheriff's Department.
We have, yeah. Yeah, we got two here in the last month. It's been pretty exciting. We, as we talked about previously on the show, we've redeveloped, re-energized, whatever word you want to use, but we've restarted the farm down off Breslauer. Mm-hmm. And years ago, that was, I remember as even growing up here as a kid, that was a very robust farm that generated lots of produce, vegetables, fruits, and that augmented or supplemented the food costs in the jail. So last year, that was started again. We did 12,000 pounds of fruits and vegetables that went up to the jail and helped reduce food costs up there, and it was a significant saving, monetary savings. And so because it was so successful, we've cranked it up again this year, and the challenge is to double that. And so that is the goal, is to at least double that. Using some funds that we had, we acquired a new tractor. So if you look at our Facebook page, we
you
do
need
a little
a tractor out there. Fresh
oh yeah, flour? Oh yeah. We're moving dirt.
Little
and
tractor.
We're,
little
it's
tractor.
A little tractor. We bought it here locally from I think down in Anderson. And so exciting that we're actually putting good use and good work with these inmates, and they're working towards a common good and the
and
developing
they
a skill
like,
set.
They probably like doing
absolutely
this.
They do. Yeah. And we've done a bunch of chickens down there and producing eggs. And so I think last year, if I remember, I don't have my notes in front of me, it was around $20,000 in savings that we generated by growing our own fruits and vegetables.
And giving people something to do. And
making
them
be productive and not just sit in the small confines of the jail. And
raise a steer or something. Down there, you could probably do that.
Yeah, you probably could. There's enough grazing
okay,
land there.
Now
so.
You got a boat.
We did.
Also.
We got a.
Why did we get a new boat?
So it was from Alameda County. So Department of Boating and Waterways provides boats to our boating units, and so we are one of the largest boating. Well, I think we're the largest boating unit, inland boating unit in the state, mm-hmm. and so we get our assets from Department of Boating and Waterways. The agreement is we maintain them, we do the service on them, we fuel them, and then when they get old, they rotate out. Well, Alameda got this boat. It wasn't conducive for what they wanted, so it cost us the fuel to go down and pick it up.
So
they're gracious enough
zero
that it
cost
us zero, but it's going to be a huge asset for us here in Shasta County. It's a twin. It's got two outboard motors.
Wow.
So it's a lot quicker response for emergencies out on the lake. It's a big vessel, so it'll help if we have to transport dive team members for any kind of rescue or recovery efforts, search and rescue personnel. If we get somebody lost out at the lake, somebody goes hiking off one of the houseboats. So it's going to be a huge asset out there. Plus, it's a full enclosure for inclement weather. It has a heater inside where most of our boats now are jet craft. So all they have is that Bimini top, that open air. So this will be this is exciting. Again, if you want to look, go to our YouTube, or not our YouTube, go to our Facebook page. And I think it might be a link to a YouTube video. But nonetheless, as we had on the show here previously, we have Tim Mapes, who's our PIO, Public Information Officer, who's doing a fantastic job in generating these videos and showing the good work that
Tim's
the men and women
guy.
Do. Yeah.
Okay, I have one last quick question here. Concealed carry. You are steadfastly behind this.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
If you don't have something in your background like a felony or, you know, other things that by law, you are almost a shall issue.
We're like you said, if there is something that prohibits you, that's the only thing stopping us is your that person, that citizen's background issue. If it is not for that, my opinion is it's a good cause is your desire to responsibly carry, and that's good enough for me.
Okay. All right. We've been here with Sheriff Eric McGreeny. We've learned that you've just bought some UAVs, but you haven't got them up in the air yet. The police department has, I think, several UAVs that they've used in it. You're a constitutional sheriff. There's in no way that you believe there's any chance of, like, an armed insurrection happening here in Shasta County. You'd be totally surprised by that, as would we all. You know, we've covered a lot of things today, too. And so thanks to all of our listeners. And, you know, the four helicopters and all these people, I don't even know how you check on something like that.
I don't know. I mean, I guess you could contact the airport. I don't know if they fly or file or register themselves. But, again, my guess is we were looking at some of the comments that said they were private.
It's
probably PG&E up here. So.
Well, thank you once again for being with
us.
And
tomorrow,
appreciate
Trish Clark and I will be here, and we'll turn the tiger loose.